KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look back at Saturday. The state cross country championships held up at Kennedy Park in Fort Dodge on Saturday. On the girls' side in Class 3A, Dubuque Wallert was the team champion with Dallas Center Grimes placing second. Glenwood finished third with Atlantic in at 7, and Harlan was 8th in the final team standings. Individually, Jeanette Schraft of Glenwood was the state champion, running 18 minutes 22.5 seconds. Taylor McCready of Atlantic had a sixth-place finish Saturday, running 19 minutes and 3-tenths of a second. Also among the area runners, Reagan Anderson of Denison was 20th, Brielle Baker of Creston 24th, Braylon Baker of Creston was 28th, Grace Lee Castor of Harlan was 29th, Glenwood's Abby McIntyre placed 51st. Also for Atlantic, Pluma Pross ran 69th, Madison Botos was 77th, Ashley Went 82nd, and Carson Rush 90th in that meet on Saturday. Also Saturday in the 2A girls race, the team champion goes to Mid Prairie with Williamsburg the runner-up. Panorama placed 7th, while Shenandoah was 13th. Marie Hostetler of Mid Prairie was the individual champ. Ella Waddle of Panorama placed 5th overall. Tori Castle of Trainer had a 9th-place finish in that race Saturday. In girls' Class 1A, Logan Magnolia wins the team title as the Panthers win it with 66 points. Iowa City Regina was 2nd with 128. Tri-Center placed 12th. ACGC was 15th on Saturday. The Class 1A girls race, the top 40 dotted with area runners as Emma Lucas of Bedford was the individual champion, running 18 minutes 41.7 seconds. Tri-Center's Peyton Poggi was 2nd. Taylor Spohr and Courtney Spohr, both of Logan Magnolia, were 3rd and 4th in that race. Kate Crawford of ACGC ran 9th. Alexis Post of Riverside placed 12th. Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley was 13th, while Kylie Morrison of Logan Magnolia was 17th. Also, Loma's Violet Lapke was 21st. Nottoway Valley's Sophia Broers was 27th. Julia Cook of AHSTW placed 32nd. Chloe Falcona of AHSTW 39th in that Saturday race. Also Saturday on the boys' side in Class 3A, it was Gilbert winning the team title with Clear Creek Amana the runners-up. Glenwood placed 14th. Atlantic was 15th on Saturday. Cody Mertens of Mount Pleasant was the individual champion. Atlantic's Evan Brummer had a 38th place finish, while Trey Gross of Harlan was 41st. Also, Glenwood's Sam McIntyre placed 63rd. Jalen Peterson of Atlantic ran 67th. Also for Atlantic, Brad Dennis was 98th in that race on Saturday. In the 2A boys race, Tipton was the team champion individually. Just a few runners involved locally as Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer placed 3rd overall. Jordan Hustak of Missouri Valley 26th and Baylor Bergren of Red Oak was 48th. Also in boys class 1A, Madrid won the team title. Nottoway Valley placed 8th and St. Albert was 9th. Individually, Josh Bowdler of Nottoway Valley was the runner-up behind Sean McDermott of Madrid. Noah Nelson of ACGC placed 4th. Noah Jorgensen of Sydney was 11th. Justin Ambrose of Bowyer Valley placing 15th. Brett McGee of Tri-Center was 23rd. Bennett Heisterkamp of St. Albert placed 24th. Adam Thompson of Sydney was 26th. Nottoway Valley's Ben Braheny was 54th in that race on Saturday. That's a look at those state cross country results from Saturday's state meetup in Fort Dodge. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes fell a spot to 19th in the latest AP Top 25. The Iowa offense struggled in a 30-24 loss Saturday at Penn State.
You got to credit Penn State as well. Did a lot of good things out there. Obviously left the door open on some things. We wasted some field position, especially in the first half. And then I'm sure we're going to look at the tape here and see plenty of things that we can improve upon.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. Nate Stanley only connected on 18 of 49 passes and had a pair of costly interceptions. One led to a first-half Penn State touchdown. The other came in the waning moments on a first and goal from the three as the Hawkeyes were trying to punch in the go-ahead touchdown.
They made it tough on us. They did a good job keeping us from getting offensive rhythm at all up until the end of the game, I think. And it's just kind of an unusual game in some ways, too. It was a little bit unconventional in the first half with some of the plays, special teams plays that took place, what have you. But the bottom line is we weren't able to make the plays you need to make to be successful against a good football team.
There appeared to be a lot of confusion on that snap at the beginning of the play.
I was worried also about us getting the ball snapped. The clock was running down, so looked like he's going to get it off. And then, in retrospect, it'd be nice if I had gotten it. I don't know if it was getting up in their hands, but there was some traffic there that we weren't anticipating, so it was a tough play for sure.
Iowa's now 6-2, and Ferentz says he's confident his team will bounce back with a solid effort at Purdue.
That's part of football. Anytime you go out and compete, you run the risk of getting beat. We got beat here 2 years ago in a pretty bad fashion. We got back on our feet and played the next week, and that's what the game's about. That's the challenge of the game, and when you have good people on your team, no, I don't worry about that. I just worry about us doing the right things to make sure we do get back, and we'll be back. We'll show up next Saturday.
Iowa Reserve defensive backs Trey Kramer and Matt Hankins have been suspended for a week after being cited for disorderly conduct. The 19th-ranked Hawkeyes announced on Sunday that Kramer and Hankins, who received citations for noise complaints and disorderly conduct related to a house party on early Sunday morning in Iowa City, won't be eligible for next week's game at Purdue. Coach Kirk Ferentz says that Kramer and Hankins' actions demonstrate poor judgment and are not reflective of the high standards of citizenship that we try to uphold at Iowa. Kramer and Hankins didn't travel with Iowa for Saturday's 30-24 loss at Penn State. Well, for the first time this season, the Iowa State Cyclones have climbed above the 500 mark. The Cyclones overcame a sluggish first half to beat Texas Tech on Saturday, 40-31.
All the credit's got to go to our kids. I mean, you know, this is a team that's been whatever we were, one and whatever to start the season. You know, you struggle, you get behind, you know, in terms of where you want to be, and yet our kids have never flinched. And I think that's the story of the character of this team so far. Now, there's a lot of football left to see what their defining character traits are, but this is a group in terms of leadership, investment, player ownership that really stood up, and there were guys and really a team that stood up and made plays when they had to.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell, who said it was a good win for the Cyclones.
Was not perfect, wasn't pretty, and you know, I think that is a positive characteristic at times, is when you can win when you don't play your best football, and we certainly didn't today.
That was Iowa State's third straight win, and freshman quarterback Brock Purdy has led them in all three.
It wasn't perfect. Brock would tell you that. You know, it wasn't perfect, but you know what? When that kid needed to make plays, there were some third down plays, there were some drops, and he just keeps playing.
Next up for the Cyclones, a visit to Kansas on Saturday. Well, Patrick Mahomes threw for 303 yards and four touchdowns as the 7-1 Chiefs earned a 30-23 victory in a season sweep of the Broncos in a game heard here on KJA on Sunday. Sammy Watkins had 107 yards receiving and grabbed two of Mahomes' scoring strikes. Travis Kelce and Kareem Hunt added touchdown catches for the Chiefs, who've won 19 of their last 21 games against division rivals. Elsewhere in the NFL on Sunday, Philadelphia beat Jacksonville 24-18, Pittsburgh over Cleveland 33-18, Cincinnati 37-34 winners over Tampa Bay. Carolina beat Baltimore 36-21. Washington down the New York Giants 20-13. Chicago over the New York Jets 24-10. Seattle beat Detroit 28-14. Indianapolis over Oakland 42-28. The LA Rams beat Green Bay 29-27. It was Arizona over San Francisco 18-15. New Orleans beat Minnesota 30-20. It was New England. It'll be New England at Buffalo tonight in the Monday night contest. Well, the Boston Red Sox are the World Series champions once again. The Red Sox ended the Fall Classic in five games as Steve Pierce and David Price led them to a 5-1 victory over the Dodgers in Los Angeles. Pierce homered twice for Boston, including a two-run drive in the first inning that put the Red Sox ahead to stay. He delivered three home runs and seven RBIs over the last 11 innings to earn series MVP honors. Price was superb over seven-plus innings two nights after pitching in relief. The lefty limited the Dodgers to three hits and two walks, blanking the Dodgers after David Freese led off the bottom of the first with a home run. Price earned two wins in the series, allowing three runs and just seven hits over 13 and two-thirds innings. He pitched under pressure through most of Game 5 until Mookie Betts homered in the sixth, one inning before J.D. Martinez went deep. Chris Sale threw the first and last pitches of the series, working the ninth after starting Game 1. Losing pitcher Clayton Kershaw surrendered four runs and seven hits over seven innings. That's the fourth World Series title for the Red Sox since their 2004 championship ended an 86-year drought. The Dodgers have lost the last two Fall Classics and haven't won the championship since 1988. And in racing, Joey Logano claimed one of the four spots in NASCAR's title race, but he didn't make many friends at Martinsville Speedway. Logano won Sunday's Cup race by bumping leader Martin Truex Jr. as they hurtled toward the finish line. Truex's car spun sideways as he passed the checkered flag, but Logano managed to keep his Ford steady enough to claim the victory. Logano was booed by the Martinsville crowd, and that included Truex, who stood next to his second-place car with his thumbs down as Logano was interviewed over the address system. Denny Hamlin finished second, followed by Truex, Kyle Busch, Busch and Brad Keselowski. Logano led 309 of the 500 laps on Sunday in the opening race of the third round of the playoffs. Eight drivers are racing for four slots, and a win earns an automatic berth into that championship event. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.